cliffcentral.com.
That moment you're waiting for all weekend. It's Monday morning. Hello, good morning, good morning. Gareth stuck in a bit of traffic. Sia Sangweni, there you are.
I are back, yes.
Good to have you back, Sia. We do miss you when you go, I promise you that much.
Oh, wow. You make it seem like I doubted it all the time.
Yeah, I know, but I'm starting the week with sincerity. There it was.
Sincerity also. This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Well, this is the moment I've been waiting for.
Well, no, that's how you started off the show. You said this is the moment
you've been waiting for all weekend. The thing is, right, we can't kid ourselves in life. We're here to make some money and we're here to work and we're here to do things, right?
Uh-huh.
You ever have weekends when you're like, no, that's cool. I like to chill, but I also like to get stuff done. I just feel like, you know, it's March now.
No.
Don't you?
I don't.
Okay, maybe it's just me then.
Maybe it is.
That is a bit weird.
This is not the moment you've been waiting for the entire weekend.
Okay, no, I was making that up. But I mean, what else do you do? Gareth's like, look, bit of traffic, please start the show. Cool, okay, great.
Yeah.
Jibber jabber. Anyway, how was Cape Town? We did catch up with you here and there, but it was very haphazard. Is there any water left?
Oh.
No, it's a serious question. I'm going down in April.
There's honestly so much to unpack from this weekend. First and foremost, I stretched it out as much as possible and arrived back last night. Yeah, okay, literally sure. Like, I just got back home at like something to 10. But yeah, so much going on, so much that's so good. They now have signs on the side of the street in Cape Town. Well, it's like, you know, those road traffic signs, you know, those digital ones.
Yeah.
And the updates are like, there are 121 days left of water. So I was like,
That's so interesting. So in Joburg, it's like hijack hotspot.
Yeah.
Cape Town is like water low spot.
Listen, it's intense. But that doesn't stop people from going out and doing the most and having fun. So it's always a good time in Cape Town.
Well, I guess, you know, it'll be known as the great drought of 2017-16.
Shame, man.
The great unwashed period of 2016-2017.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I still had to rub-a-dub-dub in the tub. I couldn't.
Oh.
Well, not in the tub. I had showers, so everyone can just calm down.
So yeah, you're telling me you didn't wake up extra early to go to the sea and wash like everyone else?
Ew. Whether that's a trend or that's the hipster thing to do, count me out, because ain't nobody got time for that.
No, like in the past, Cape Town used to go to the beach with beach bats and sunblock. Now it's loofahs and body wash.
Ew.
Look, we all got to do what we got to do.
No, except this guy.
Morning, Mubs. How's the weekend?
Yeah, it was good. But let me ask you something, because the last time you went away and you came back, you had a minor car situation where you couldn't get it started.
So, you see, now we think ahead of time. Because we learned that stupidity here doesn't exactly work out. So I left my car in the car park, and I'm so grateful that I now work with rational, mature people. Because, you know, my car isn't covered by, like, toilet paper. Or, you know, my wipers aren't like standing up or something silly.
What? Is that what your sisters do to you?
No, that is what some people in this building have done in the past.
They TP your car.
Basically, and they leave the wipers up.
Is that why you had all that toilet paper in your bag the other day?
I didn't know that this is...
I just thought you guys are going through the similar toilet fiascos we've been having in the men's.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Now, yeah, so I entrusted some guys here, especially Lucas as well, to like just get my car started every now and then. And you guys are trusty, wonderful people, so thank you.
Okay, well, over the weekend, I discovered a new show, which I have to share with you before Gareth gets here.
Oh, no.
It's not the best show, but it's kind of so true life. It's called F is for Family, right?
F is for family. And I never heard of it.
I get flashbacks because I look at my dad. He had four kids, right? And he worked damn hard. And there were days where he would come home and you could just see it. I mean, I was eight and I could pick it up. And I'm sure this is a relatable situation in life. You can just see it. He came home and was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Family again.
Yeah.
Just go sit down. Had a shit day at work. I've got to listen to these little brats. So there's this show called F is for Family. Like I said, it's not for everyone, but it's pretty damn funny. I'm just going to play you the trailer just to give you an idea of what it's like.
Drink and drive, but when I have to, I drink White House beer.
White House beer, the one draft you won't want to dodge.
I was watching that.
Night. Can you hold down the fort while I'm gone?
You're just gonna leave me alone with these animals?
You leave them with me.
But that's our deal.
You know what you were getting into when you let me get into you?
Gross!
Kids, don't bother your mom today. She's busy with a little hobby.
It's a job.
Yes, fine, a job.
I'll make dinner. Salisbury steak or pork medley?
Oh, not that shit again.
What was that?
Yummy!
Hey, grab me a cold one out of the cooler. You're up, little man. Hold the wheel. Jeez, I wish I had me for a dad. I'll be right back. You stay here. Do not move your ass from this spot. You understand me, Einstein?
Fuck you.
Remember the test you took? Are you an abusive parent?
You know what? These fucking hippies. Christ, they're running around naked, soiling each other. You're gonna tell me how to be a good parent? Jesus Christ, why don't you put some goddamn clothes on?
Wait, Frank, focus.
No son of mine is gonna flunk out.
I hate school.
I hate my life, but I keep on doing it.
I want to suck your blood in space.
There's no girl astronauts or vampires.
Women will be astronauts in the future, sweetie.
So, why do you lie to the girl?
Victor? You two know each other? He was my special after-school helper. Remember how he cleaned the kitchen?
Yeah, you fucked the shit out of me.
I'm putting you in charge of your sister today. You got that?
Yep.
Okay, if anything bad happens to her, I will come right home and I will put you through that fucking wall. Have a great day, princess.
So it's based in the 70s, obviously, awesome. As you can tell by the backing tracks, but it's like, it's rough. So, cool. So because like animation, you can get away with so many different issues, like nothing is too solid for this.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Morning.
Goddamn traffic. Listen, I must tell you, there were two really ugly, big, nasty-looking trucks here on Rivonia Road. I don't understand where they come from. I don't know what they were doing. They've got like funny stuff on the back and all the rest of it. And I can't help thinking those are the trucks that Batabile Dlamini wants to deliver the cash with. Because I've never seen trucks like this before. And they take up the whole goddamn road. And they blocked... It moved so slowly. And then they would... They wouldn't both be behind each other. They'd each take up a lane and go really slowly. And you just have to sit behind them. That was the last part of my journey, not to mention the first part, which was absolutely chock full of cars. How can there be that many people in this country where our economy isn't growing that have cars? How's that happening?
Because people are survivors.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Like cockroaches.
They got to make it work.
Somehow just whatever work, happens. Yeah.
I kind of thought the same thing when I saw so many people with cars that were nice cars this weekend.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, you know, you go to like Joburg things, like you go to restaurants, they mostly stay in malls or strip malls, right? You look around, all these lovely, shiny cars.
Well, I mean, what were the figures that we heard from the budget speech that there are only just over 100,000 people who earn more than 1.5 million?
Yeah.
And you think, so then why are there so many luxury cars on the road?
Absolutely. We should all be driving Daewoo Matizes.
What?
Right? Or something else. Come on. I mean, it's just mad. It's like we shouldn't all have cars. According to the latest... word from the finance ministry, there aren't that many rich people. There really aren't, but there are a hell of a lot of rich cars. Expensive, busy stuff. Anyway, it's Monday. Let's not get into a state. There's so much to talk about today. There's so much to get into. Where shall we begin? Mubs, how was your weekend?
It was all right.
What did you do?
Just normal hanging out with people stuff.
Nice.
Oh, well, that's very relative when it comes to you.
Sometimes it's
hanging out with whom, hanging out where, hanging out doing what.
Hey, how was Cape Town, by the way, and Design and Daba?
Smarty.
Hey, see ya. How was Cape Town and Design and Daba?
Very cool. Very cool. By the way, also this weekend got to squeeze in my third year of yes thing.
Oh, what was that?
Climbing Table Mountain.
Nice. How did you do it?
Just don't do it again, folks. Just don't.
How long did it take you to climb it?
Like pushing 2 hours. And they say like, oh, it's fine. It's
but did you climb table, you climbed?
Well, like hiked up to Lion's Head. Not, no.
Okay, so you hiked up to Lion's Head, then you didn't climb Table Mountain.
No, that, folks, that's the same thing. Like I didn't, you know.
Yeah, that's like saying today I'm going to try shellfish. The hot dog was amazing.
Hey, no, there's a difference. Like, I didn't have, like...
You ingested something, but it's not the same.
So, are you trying to say this is not my Tom Cruise Mission Impossible moment?
No, because some would say that Lion's Head may be a better climb. Did you have to hold on to the chains?
Yes. Well, like, at a point, I don't understand. Now, this is the thing.
So, claim it. Tell people you climbed Lion's Head. It'll actually impress most Cape Townians.
Okay, that's better, is it? Okay, fantastic. But, like, they're, like, six-year-olds who do it. Then they're, like, eight-year-olds who do it.
Don't mention that part of the story.
And I don't understand how they confidently and comfortably do it. When I get to a point and I'm like, folks, if I take one wrong step here, my brain is going to be splattered all over this mountain. Like, it's that intense.
Come on, it's not that intense, is it?
If you do slip up.
Really?
Literally, you could, like, tumble all the way down. So the mere fact that I could do it, I'm like, okay, that's it, done.
Does that happen
it.
A lot then? People tumbling all the way down?
No, I mean, we often hear these stories.
Are there a lot of accidents that get reported about people falling from Lion's Head?
Are you saying you couldn't picture me being that one person? Like,
no, you could easily,
sad Joe Burger found.
No, you could easily be that
splashed
person.
Splashed or like splattered into smithereens. And then my mom has to now sadly go and pick up my hand on one side of the mountain. And my eyeball on the other. No, thank you.
There's something about you that I've always loved is you don't embellish or become too dramatic about anything.
No.
It was very, very
realistic. Yeah, we're looking at the
situation. All right. Ben, you do anything fun?
Gareth, no, it was a good catch-up weekend where I'd like caught up on a lot of TV shows. Daniel and I went out yesterday, had a nice lunch. That was cool. It was a good relaxing weekend. I had a busy Friday. And then, good sports. That Black Mirror show, started watching more episodes of that.
You love that show.
Oh, but these new episodes, Gareth, are quite something. There's this Christmas special, which will just blow your mind. And then there's this other one where this guy gets stuck in this game. And they go into his mind. And like, you know, like you're watching a show and you go, okay, that guy's going to do that. Yeah, she's going to say that. A lot of the stuff's predictable nowadays because, like you always said, there's only so many hit songs.
Yeah.
There's so many great shows, right? And so many plot lines.
Yeah.
This, it just turns everything on its head the whole time.
Yeah, I watched a movie last night that I just felt was such a waste of my time. That X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, it's a strange life choice.
Which one is that one? Because
that's the one.
There's so many of them.
With the guy with the like the dreadlocks, but he's a machine, but he's a monster, but he's the first mutant, and he lived in ancient Egypt, and he comes back, and he tries to destroy the world, and yeah, it's the same old shit rolled out differently every time. There's always someone who's trying to destroy the world, and then the X-Men use all of their powers together, and all it becomes is a big power Olympics. Like, who's got the best power to defeat that power?
While also subtly fighting their mutant identity in a modern culture.
Yeah. So it's basically like these mutants are, you know, they're outsiders and they're, a victim. Do me a favor. If you're a mutant and people say to you, oh, you mutant, you're such a useless mutant. You know what? You burn them to death with your eyes.
Exactly. You kill them with a thought.
You get into their heads and you turn them into a shivering wreck. Don't give me that mutants are victims thing. Don't believe it for a second. They're carrying on like, you know, the humans treat us so badly, they just want to exterminate us. Well, you have superpowers. Cry me a river.
Damn it, I'm just going to go home with my X-ray vision and fire from my hands.
Yeah,
and
who in this room would rather be themselves than have superpowers?
Sure, it's tough.
Well, that's the entire premise of having superpowers.
Correct. So how the hell did they get away? How do they even think they can pull this fast one on us by saying, oh, well, you've got wings. It's so unfair. It's, you know, my life is so much worse because I can fly. Come on. You'd be a god on earth.
Exactly. Would you rather have a horrible 9-to-5 with four kids that hate you? Yeah. Is that what you're after?
Yeah, would you like that? Like in that exactly. F for Family trailer. Come on.
Yeah, I would definitely be a part of the quote-unquote the bad mutants. Because, you know, they're the ones who don't care. They're the ones who will zap the humans. They want to zap the humans. And then Professor X and his clan, they're like the good mutants. Yeah,
they want to help
Who want Please. Everybody to get along.
I'd be with you in the bad mutants.
Yeah, I
imagine how many
care.
More people Bali could kill if she was a mutant. She's already killing so many now.
See, for me, it's not about being bad. I think I'd just be like a Hancock situation. You know, Will Smith in that movie Hancock, where he's he's a drunk guy with superhero powers. So, like, he'd actually use his powers just to, like, go into a bottle store and get more booze.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Or, like, he'd see someone getting mugged and he's like, that's not my story to get involved in.
You know, these mutants feel so much pressure to do the right thing. You don't have to. You wouldn't use your superpowers to rob banks and steal from casinos and hijack cars. Of course you would. If you can get away with that stuff. And what power do you want? I mean, I kind of like the Magneto thing. You can move and command and control metal.
Yeah, shape-shifting, also very cool.
What does that sound? Do you hear something?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, Sia's mic. No, it's my buddy's microphone. You hear that? No.
See, it is. She's a mutant there. It's a mutant powers.
It must be your mutant powers. That's what it is. Yeah, I mean, which one are you going to go for there? Because they all have something special going on.
What's the woman's name? The one that Wolverine and that guy with the lasers both are in love with.
Jean Grey.
I'd want to be her.
She could do anything.
She can do anything.
She's telekinesis. The blue one.
I just think that's lazy script writing. What can you do? Everything.
But she had to grow into it, Ben. I mean, she didn't realize that she could until she worked with Professor X.
Yeah, she's she's the most powerful of all of them, right?
I mean, yeah, she is.
What's her flaw, though? Because they always have a flaw. Is she a ginger? Does she sleep late?
I don't know. I'm not sure what that is.
Really smelly breath?
See, I never got into the comics, so I only know from the movies what's going on. Hmm. And as far as I can tell, she's like super, super powerful. She can read minds, she can move things with her mind, she can do all kinds of stuff. It doesn't look like there's a limit to her at all. But let's try to stay away from these supreme power ones. How about just ordinary stuff, like you have the one thing? You know, there's that mystique one who can turn and cheat. She can disguise herself as anyone.
She's like a chameleon.
Right.
Is that the Jennifer Lawrence character?
That's the one.
Ah.
I like her. Or I would go for the Magneto thing. I wouldn't want to be that Professor X. I mean, he's in a goddamn wheelchair.
Too much pressure.
And everyone's so needy with him. It's like, Professor X. He's like...
And he has to solve everyone's problems. Exactly. Plus, like my buddy said, he's trying to save humanity as well. Screw humanity.
Yeah, so you know...
You're the next evolution. Move on.
See, like the ability to shoot fire from your hands could be quite cool.
Yeah, I think it could be...
That gets in the way.
But I think
it'd be difficult. Like, what if you forget to switch it off and you burn your kitchen down?
Yeah. The thing is, like, everybody wants to fly, but once you're out in the open, you become an easy target, right? People can shoot you.
Yeah, and people will. You'll have hicks in the swamps in America, and they'll go, here comes that guy with the wings again. I'll shoot him.
So
you'll load up the shotgun and take you down.
Yeah, you don't want those two. The ability to make it rain and make you popular.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I quite like Storm. Because, you know, she can control the weather. She can, could start up a tornado if she felt like it right now.
Could you imagine how much money you can make with Indian bookmakers if you can make it rain? Wow. Like, you just live in India and they would go, okay, look, our team's in a bit of shit.
You see, Ben would find a way to apply this to sport. That's clever. That's clever. Some of these things just appeal to me. And I suppose that's why these movies work. But that movie last night took up 2 or more hours of my life, and I didn't feel like it added any. It was bad. Anyway, so that was yesterday. But I had a lazy day yesterday. I did nothing. So nice. Felt so fantastic when I eventually got into bed last night. I wasn't really that tired, but I thought, I'll take some more sleep. Hell yes, thank you. Nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, there is some news. We'll get into that with Mubs in a moment or two. I don't know if you heard the whole Batabi Nedlamini and Karen Morn thing. Did you hear it?
Did Karen Morn go in the little guns blazing yesterday? It was a press briefing yesterday,
people
wasn't
say
it?
Karen Morn drinks too much, and they say that she's not the best journalist, but I disagree. I think she's together, and I think she knows what she's doing.
But can't the same be said before Butterbeer Demini? She drinks far too much.
These two have a lot in common. And they look like they're having a real fight at the moment. I mean, look, I don't think Karen Morn is at all disrespectful. You know, this minister has been unaccountable in every way. I don't even know how someone that incompetent could have been at a lower level job, let alone minister of social welfare. But there she is. And it seems that she's not going anywhere because the president wants her out. And the president has got such a hard-on for this, what do they call it? The expropriation of land without compensation stuff. Because he suddenly realized this is the one thing he might get some points on. So now he is running into it, man. He's like, this is what we're going to do, guys. I got a plan. I'm going to take the land away from all these white people. We give it to the black people. I mean, that's the subtext. Meanwhile, the government's already got like 70% of the land in the country. Just do it. Distribute it already if you've got it.
Yeah, the EFF are a little bit annoyed with the ANC about that. You know,
they're stealing their thunder.
Stealing their thunder and their shine. This was...
But it isn't even the ANC, because the ANC in Parliament are saying, no, we can't vote for that because that's illegal. It runs counter to the Constitution. Take away people's property. The EFF are like, come on, do it, do it, do it. They got voted down by the ANC and the other parties. And now the president, on his own, has picked this up as his issue. He needs one last blast of populism to keep him in, because he realizes tick-tock, you know. And then I hear that Fakey Mentor, who is the former ANC MP, she was the whistleblower on the whole state capture thing, that Fakey Mentor is saying, oh, just watch. What's going to happen? Lastminute.com, there's going to be a Gupta company ready to distribute the cash payments and take their share of it.
Well, you see, this is the thing, is between the president and the Guptas, there's obviously a plan here.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for you and I, the plan doesn't include us.
Oh, no.
Which is a shame, because the other plan...
It does not include us at all.
I was hoping one of the plans
would... It does include our money.
Yeah.
You're hoping one of the plans was?
Well, all the plans to date haven't included us. When is the plan that is going to include us?
There is no such plan, Ben, unfortunately.
Damn it.
Apparently, Adriano says Legion. If I'm not mistaken, that's Professor X and Mystique's son has the power to move all matter with his mind. So it's like Magneto on steroids. Now that sounds cool.
Well, he'll be a terrible child in kindergarten class. Imagine that. Stop moving. Oh, again.
Whose child?
Professor X and Mystique, the blue one.
Oh, did they?
I don't know. You can never tell, because they never show them having sex. I mean, it must be very awkward. I mean, imagine if she keeps changing into something and it's ugly.
It could just be mental as well.
Or she could be kinky.
She could be.
Or Professor X could have just impregnated her with his mind.
Probably did, yeah, because he's too busy. And also he's in a chair.
And can he operate below the waist?
But gives a whole new meaning to mindfuck.
There's just too many questions around this X-Men.
Ashley says, to pick a superpower, I pick Deadpool's set of powers. Being completely indestructible would be fun. In a comic, they once beat him down to a powder and he still regenerated. To a powder.
But what I don't get about the whole Deadpool thing, right? He regenerates, but his face is eternally like burnt and broken.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. You don't want to have to live in a mask the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, sidebar. I'm still off on a tangent. We could make a whole new franchise here, folks.
What is it?
Triple X-Men.
The porno version.
I'm Googling that right now. I'm sure someone's done this.
No. I'm sure there's already one. I'm sure
X-Men.
Supernova says, morning, can we please open with a prayer so that all technology in the studio works today? It worked for Joburg's reign. That's true. We did. Oh. Remember, we prayed for the rain and look how much we've got.
We did?
Yeah, months ago. Remember when we were saying there was a drought?
I don't remember us actually praying, though.
Well, our version of it.
Oh, we prayed to the Zimbabwean God, wasn't it?
That was a Zimbabwean thing, not a South African thing.
But we asked Nyami Nyami, and look what happened. So I would rather turn all of our love and praise and worship to Nyami Nyami, please, because at least he delivers. Ashley also says, I didn't catch that movie you were talking about. Surely not Logan. That was amazing. No, no. This is the apocalypse one last night.
Sorry, I just got to report back my Google search. XXX men movie. Three gay muscular men in triple X movie. Porndig.com.
Oh, yes.
Three gay men have wild sex.
Yep.
I'm so disappointed.
Sia's superpower is to be dramatic.
Yeah. No, that's just my ordinary state, though.
I don't understand.
Where are you, Benjamin?
You know when you go one click too far? Yeah, I just saw some Morning Johnson I didn't want to see.
So triple X Men is a thing.
Man, I thought we were onto something.
Oh, listen,
here.
By the way, I thought I was going to America on Friday. It turns out I'm flying tomorrow night.
And here you are saying, oh, justice, just such a coincidence, you're just flying, and now you're that guy.
No, I got my ticket over the weekend.
That's like four extra
It turns out I'm hosting that panel discussion on Friday. So we're flying tomorrow night, and then I'll be back the following week.
So does that mean you're coming back sooner?
No, it's exactly the same. 7 days, exactly. There and then, not including travel.
But you were missing six shows, so now you're going 3 days early.
No.
And now you're going 7 days.
I'm only missing an extra two. Remember that I was going to miss six, now I'm missing eight.
But you said you're going for 7 days.
Yes, 7 days of being there and travel on either side.
Okay. I'm just confused now.
Cool, guys. So what are we going to do tomorrow?
I don't know.
Sorry, it's Wednesday.
Let's figure it out on Wednesday. We'll see how we're feeling.
The three of us meet tomorrow, have a chat.
Just feel it in the air.
There we go. Figure it out.
Such consummate professionals. Look at us.
Look, at least I checked last night because I was sitting there at my desk and I'm putting in all my details into my calendar. So let me get organized. And then I go, oh my God, I'm flying tomorrow. How's this possible? Well, not tomorrow, Tuesday.
Oh, shucks.
I'm like, how is this possible? This can't be. And then I see, oh no, our talk is actually on Friday at like 3 p.m. So now at least I know. There won't be any nasty surprises waiting for me.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get into some news, shall we? The news is brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. And for 24 years, they have been dedicated to bringing you the most delicious Italian-inspired meals. A lot has happened since 1992, and they've grown to over 36 stores now. They've opened their first international store in Windhoek, Namibia. For more info, you can go to colcacchio.co.za. That's colcacchio.co.za. Colcacchio Pizzeria. They're the reason you crave pizza. Yes, here's Mabale Moloi. Mubs, what do we have?
Well, all fears have been allayed. Is that the right word?
That's correct.
Yeah. English, yeah. You see this English thing?
Yeah, on a Monday, girl.
According to, well, at least Minister Bathabile Dlamini believes so. This is after she said yesterday at her press briefing that millions of South Africans will be paid benefits on April the 1st. The government will continue paying them. This would be South Africa's most vulnerable people who are on social grants, up to 17 million of them. And SASSA is scrambling to ensure that these people continue to receive their money. Excuse me. Oh, this is despite not signing a new deal with an existing service provider.
Well, we've got... What is going on with your throat there?
I don't know, man.
It's Mondaying.
I'm going to play you the clip from ENCA where Karen Morn goes toe-to-toe with Bathabile Dlamini. You've got to listen to this because it's everything you need to know about how serious this crisis is. If you believe the minister at the end of this, you're an idiot because she clearly is pretending to be stupid or she's really stupid. But either way, it's very bad news for everybody who is expecting a payment of a grant at the end of this month. Are you ready?
What are you going to do? Are you going to go to the Constitutional Court?
It's our responsibility to recommend for the deviation, and it remains our responsibility through the CEO to sign off that deviation.
But has the CEO signed that off?
Manje, you want to get into our offices. We have highlighted that it remains our responsibility.
But ma'am, where is the CEO? Because this is a SASA briefing and he's not here.
But how should we account about people that are on sick leave? You are really ill-treating us.
Yes, but your spokesperson told the Sunday Times that he was being suspended because he'd spoken
Which
to the post office.
Which spokesperson?
Lumka.
No, that's not true.
Well,
I know it's not
Sunday
true.
The Sunday Times said it's true, so I mean...
No, it's the, if they want to say so, they must say so.
So there's no problem in your relationship with him whatsoever?
What relationship are you talking about?
Well, your working relationship, because
What's
according
the
to the report, you were unhappy the fact that he was negotiating with post office.
Oh. No idea what's happening in her universe right now. That brain is working. There's steam coming out of her ears. She doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, she has relationship.
We've told you our position in as far as the post
Minister,
office
with
is
all
concerned.
Due respect, you are constitutionally mandated
to... Don't come here with your preconceived ideas. If I did not stand up, you were going to say, I'm a lame duck. Now that I've stood up because things were not moving, I'm now clouting the Constitution.
But you're not answering of the questions. Your DG has resigned. He's the accounting officer, and you won't speak about that. That is not acceptable in a constitutional democracy. We have a free press. We get to ask questions. We get to do that. That's our job. And your job is to provide us with satisfactory answers and assure the people of South Africa that you're actually in control of this crisis. And I don't think anyone is thinking that at this point.
No, it's you who's not thinking that way. We have
Just
said we're
me.
Going to pay on the 1st of April.
But we have
and
no idea at what cost.
It
we have
is the media that has been perpetrating that we are not going to pay on the 1st of April.
We have the media?
Yes, it's... It's always the media's fault, Gareth.
Yeah, because the media are the ones who are responsible for paying the people on social grants, aren't we? Aren't we in the media? Didn't you get your truck of money that you now have to distribute?
But it's always the media that's to blame. I mean, isn't that what the Americans and Donald Trump are dealing with over there on that side as well? The problem is the media, according to Trump, fake news and all of that.
This is just amazing to me.
The media is always the problem.
I mean, the media are the only ones telling the people of this country the truth at the moment. If we had to believe Batabile Dlamini, none of us would be worried about the 1st of April. 17 million people might not get the money they need to survive. But it's the media hyping it up.
Sorry, just to catch up, did they get paid on the 1st of March? Or is it like a rollover, like a lotto?
I think they get paid on the 1st of April. Not sure.
Never said that. We have raised questions about the legality of the CPS deal in light of the constitutional court order.
Up until the 31st of March and the 1st of July. You have created a lot of tension throughout the country. It's our grandmothers and grandfathers that walk long distances.
Ma'am, it's exactly.
I mean, to bring that crap up again. These are our grandmothers who walk long distances. They exist. They're in that position because of you. This government was meant to free those people from these shackles. Now you're using it as a badge? Like, oh, shame, these poor people. They're poor and they're miserable because of you. Karen Morn's fault. I mean, she's responsible for a lot, but not that.
Because of that we're here today to ask you questions.
It is
Treasury has said it is a self-created crisis that you created.
I'm
Your
not
department.
Going to speak on behalf of the Treasury. They must speak for themselves. I'm not going to answer what they think is the problem. It's their issue. Ours is to ensure that on the 1st of April, our beneficiaries get their grants.
Ma'am, you knew about this since October and you did nothing. Even now, you're not in court. The court is going to force you to have a hearing. How is that okay?
You must follow your things properly. Follow your things properly. You are coming here without information.
Ma'am, I think I have a bit
you
more
don't.
Information than you do at this
we
point.
We have filed.
Isn't that right? Yes, sis.
Ooh-wee. So the minister said that the South African Post Office will be used as one of the payment services. Okay, because there was that issue as well. But yes, the president, he also released his own statement saying that he had met with both Minister Batabile Dlamini and the finance minister, Pravin Gordhan. And the president according to him, he has assured that the SASA debacle is a solvable one.
Why did it happen in the first place, Mr. President? Oh. That's right. It's dead right. Silence. Yeah.
Meanwhile, opposition parties weren't buying any of Batabile Dlamini's words. They basically slammed the minister after her press conference. The DA saying in a statement that, you know, they expressed their shock and anger at the minister's failure to resolve the issue. Congress of the People said that Batabile Dlamini was never suitable or fit to be appointed as a cabinet minister, also slamming her for her arrogance and her defiant attitude. Meanwhile, the ANC's Military Veterans Association, they are probably the only group of people who came out in defense of the social development minister.
Guess who's in charge of the Military Veterans Association? Do you know the name of that minister? Because he's also a minister. Des Van Rooyen. So everyone, all the people who the Guptas pay are saying the same thing. Isn't that interesting?
I'm a little bit surprised we didn't hear from the ANC Women's League this time around.
Well, because Batabile Dlamini is the ANC Women's League. The Women's League. Please, another place where men completely dominate the woman's point of view. They are told what to say by the president. That's a real forward-thinking women's movement. Unreal.
ANC struggle veteran Ahmed Kathrada is in a stable condition after receiving surgery over the weekend relating to blood clotting in his brain. The 87-year-old was initially admitted yesterday for dehydration, but then doctors later picked up the clot, which was subsequently removed. And, you know, according to his people, they say that he is, you know, recovering well. He's stable and resting comfortably after that surgical procedure.
Okay, good. But I mean, you know, he's also an old dude. We mustn't expect him to keep going forever just because we need, you know, stalwarts and people who actually understand the principles of this democracy. Mm. It's the same way as we get upset every time we hear the arch isn't perfectly healthy. He's an old man, you know?
Yeah, I was surprised. He made a Design & Dub appearance.
I heard so, yeah.
On Saturday morning.
Oh.
I know, but surgery at 87.
Yeah,
yeah, that's not the easiest situation to deal with.
It's pretty tough. Mm. All right, let's get into some sport with Ben because we've got a rush to Anthea's got some money news next as well. So in the meantime, let's find out what's happening on the sporting fields. Ben, over to you.
Well, Gareth, it was a bloody good weekend for SA Rugby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we did pretty well in Super Rugby, and the Blitzboks have done it again. So that is now 4 wins out of the last 5. So they won in Las Vegas. They beat Fiji again, 19-12 in the final.
Okay.
They had a pretty close run of things in their playoff matches prior to that. Their narrow wins over USA and Australia on the scoreboard. And in the first day, well, they blew over Wales, France, and Canada. So that means that they are now, I think, 24 points ahead on the standings. It's just amazing. It really is. And they did all this without Quagga Smith or Siobhan Sinatla, who are now committing their time to Super Rugby. Bloody marvellous.
All right.
Good on those guys. They've worked so hard in the last 3-4 years, and it's all coming together now, and it's beautiful to see. In Super Rugby action from the weekend, well, the Fours kicked off the weekend, the 26-19 win over the Reds. The Chiefs against the Blues, that game was going to be great until Stephen Luatua basically just, brain fart of note, smacked a guy in the head for no reason, and he got a red card. So that took place at halftime. The Chiefs then powered ahead 41-26, and a result that was actually kind of flattering towards the Blues. Of course, you can't play rugby with 14 men. The Jaguars show that every single time they run in the field. Saturday's games, Hurricanes 71 points, Rebels 6. So the Hurricanes are just playing cricket at the moment. They scored 83 in their first round, 71 this time round. The Rebels, well, they're going to get hammered throughout the season by the looks of things. Highlanders, they had a big lead against the Crusaders and they absolutely blew it. Crusaders came back with a team which nobody really knows and they won 30-27 in the greenhouse. And the Brumbies also, they were in control early on against the Sharks, but they let it slip. 22 all at full time. The Sharks with an audacious backline move and they went the length of the field and scored in the end. 27-22, great win for the Sharks. Sunbulls versus the Kings. Well, I was very, very confident the Kings would win it. And win it they did. 37-22, a great result there in Singapore in front of about 10 people. And then the Lions, their first game at home at the Ellis Park. 55-36, a hammering of the Waratahs. They had five tries in the first half. They were just running rampant. Really great win there. And the Stormers, they beat the 15, then 14, then 13 men Jaguars 32-25. These guys, it's just ridiculous. They get yellow cards every single time. And then the Cheetahs, predictably, they beat the Bulls because the Bulls forward pack, well, long way to go here. Could be a very long season for the Bulls. They just don't seem to have that sort of maturity, that presence like they used to, and it's not really changing anytime soon. They can have as attractive a backline on paper as they want, but that loose tray has really got to come to the party at some stage. Cheetahs winning 34-28, again, a scoreline that was more flattering towards the Bulls. They had some late scores. Right, in the football, Cape Town City. Now, this is a team that's really come together and are just producing great result after great result. Beating Sundowns over the weekend, that's just the latest in great results. Beat them 1-0, they beat the best team in Africa. Platinum Stars, they didn't beat the best team in Africa, but they beat Chipper United 2-1. And then Wits, very good result there, 3-1 over Celtics. Chiefs, Pirates, any guesses on what happened there?
Oh, it was an exciting draw.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. What, there was a penalty miss.
Is Batabi Dlamini in charge of soccer in this country too?
Chiefs versus Pirates. The Soweto drawby.
Drawby.
It's just such a joke. It really is. 1-1 there. Yeah. Big surprise. Golden Arrows, they also drew with... Sorry, they beat Maritzburg United 1-0. Sivasspor United, they the ones that drew of the weekend against IS Cape Town. You think Sivasspor United could really be well ahead here? I know they've been unbeaten for a long time now, but they just keep drawing when they really could be winning. Mm-hmm. So they're going to look back at the end of the season and they're not going to win it. And they're going to go, if we can just have that killer instinct, like they showed against Pirates when they beat them 6-1 a while ago. Polokwane, they drew with Baraka as well. And then Highlands Park, they got a win. They beat Free State Stars away 1-0. Into the winning and losing of the English Premier League. And yes, you guessed it, Liverpool. Whenever they're against a top six team, like I said last week, they're like the Robin Hood of football. They steal from the rich and they give back to the poor. They always beat the good teams, but they lose to the bad ones. They beat Arsenal 3-1. And really, this is just another nail in the coffin of Arsene Wenger, who actually said last week that he's a masochist because he wants to stay on in Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Basically admitting the fact that there'll be more shit results next year. Man United then missed a penalty and drew 1-1 with Bournemouth. Leicester, that's now two wins in a row now that Claudio Ranieri's gone. That's not a good sign. So 3-1, they beat Hull City. Spurs, they beat Everton 3-2. They go second now. They are 7 points behind Chelsea. And Sunderland, they were no match for Man City at home. 2-0, Man City won that one. And then West Ham versus Chelsea tonight. Chelsea win that. They go back to 10 points clear. And we've got FA Cup coming this weekend. The Proteas, far too good for the Black Caps in the series decider. They bowled the Black Caps out for 149 runs on the rugby field of Eden Park. And they kind of knocked it off with 18 overs to go, with 6 wickets in hand. Comprehensive. Bloody brilliant. The Aussies are stuffing the Indians again in the test. 189 all out for India. And then on a tough pitch, which is doing basically everything, Aussies are 237 for 6 as they start day 3. Other cricket news, England far too good for West Indies. They won the first ODI by 45 runs. Then again yesterday in the second ODI, wrapping the series up there by 4 wickets. And an interesting weekend of golf. Dean Burmester, he shot 65-65 on the weekend. He's 18 under and he won by 3 strokes in the Schwane Open, which is his first European Tour title. The guy's been dynamite all season. He really has been a great golfer. From the SA Open onwards, he's just been thereabouts, top 10-ing. And now the big win. It's a huge breakthrough win because wins like this mean that you're now exempt from other tournaments. You can play a lot more. You can kind of structure your calendar and, of course, make lots and lots of money, which makes you a good golfer. Speaking of which, Dustin Johnson, the world number one, he won in Mexico at the Club de Golf Chapultepec in Mexico City. What an amazing field that was. And Dustin Johnson held firm while the others kind of fell away. Tommy Fleetwood held an absolute bomb on 18. He finished second there, one shot back. But the big news for me over the weekend was Akani Simbine. Now, as we all know, this is our best sprinter, right? Mm-hmm. This is the guy that made the 100-meter finals in Rio, which is incredible. It really is. The fact, obviously, you're not going to beat Bolt, but he was in the final, which is incredible. He ran a 9.93 yesterday in the 100 meters, and he ran a 19.95 in the 200 meters. This guy just gets better and better and better. Such an amazing champion. And this is only going to result in medals in the big stage quite soon. Progress. That's what makes the champions better than the rest. That's it for your sport. But a lot more today on The Bounce Show, 10 a.m. right here at cliffcentral.com.
That's right. Don't miss it. Okay, here's Anthea. Yeah. for the money, Monday morning.
It's a good start to the week. Yeah?
Right, absolutely. How was the close of markets of Friday?
Yeah, our market, not great. We were about 0.5% down on Friday. For the week, marginally higher, really not much. Mm-hmm. Global markets, something else though. US stocks higher again on Friday. You know, last week, at I think it was Monday, the Dow Jones had its 12th consecutive straight positive close. I mean, I don't think that's happened in decades. Have we spoken about animal spirits yet?
No.
Oh, okay. So rather remiss of me, because if you had read any Bloomberg article, you'll see everyone talking about this thing called animal spirits back in the market again. So it's a term coined by John Maynard Keynes to describe the buying behavior of investors to indicate their herd-like mentality. And, yes. And it's to drive... He says the market needs it, or investors need it, to drive buying in a strong bull market. And basically, a little bit of irrational exuberance, a little bit of that.
Okay.
So everywhere you look, animal spirits, and it feels like animal spirits are back in the US markets. Europe's still a bit mixed, and then Asia was mostly lower on Friday. China's an interesting one because they kicked off their annual political consultative conference on Friday. So all the pomp and ceremony on Friday and Saturday, and then yesterday they started talking more seriously. Quite a few things coming out there. The government's obviously worried about debt levels in the country. They've got rising non-performing loans, which is obviously an issue. So what they've done previously is they've just put lots of cash into the system to keep the economy going. And, you know, last year they were targeting 6.5% to 7% GDP growth. I think this year, and I don't think they've actually solidified the number yet, but I think it'll be lower. And I think it'll be between 6% and 6.5%, which of course will get everyone worried because China's slowing down, you know, that sort of thing, like slowdown of 6% annual GDP growth. Not terrible, I don't think. And they're also targeting lower retail sales numbers, which keep increasing by about 10%. And then the debt to GDP ratio is a big worry at 260%. So 260%
that's heavy.
Debt of GDP. Yeah. The other thing, of course, is that I think China is really concerned about kind of hitting their targets. You know, when they set something, they don't want to look bad if they miss it. So I have a feeling that maybe, hopefully, that this lower forecast GDP number will be met or maybe even exceeded.
All right.
Yeah, hopefully. Anyway, back to our market. Resources down. Gold absolutely got smashed on Friday, but they have been the whole week. Now that we are expecting interest rates in the US to increase in March, and I think Janet Yellen's actually alluded to the fact that she will raise interest rates if she keeps seeing growth. Obviously, golds are coming off. It's always a play between income generating assets, you know, and obviously you'd rather own dollars and put it in the bank if interest rates are going up than owning gold. In fact, you're actually paying because you're paying something called storage for gold. But calculating the price of gold, I mean, I'm actually not sure why we even bother to have that formula. Sibanye Gold got hit as well on Friday. It was down 3%. There's news out that they were being investigated by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. over the Stillwater mine that they're buying. So all this is going to do is delay that deal. There's not much news on it other than to say that they're being investigated.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye.
Yeah. And then stronger rand again helped the financials and the retailers. This rand, I actually really don't understand it. How it could be stronger when the president on Friday was talking about land reform without compensation. It makes no sense to me. 13.05 against the dollar currently. So we'll see. And it's not like we've had good economic data either. On Friday, well, maybe this is considered good economic data. You can decide. On Friday, we had the SA PMI number come out, which is the Purchasing Managers Index, right? And it's an indication of how things are growing. And we had manufacturing PMI come out on Tuesday or Wednesday last week. And it was quite a good number. It was a kind of the second good number. SA PMI, sort of for the country, was a little bit disappointing, 50.5. So 50 is neutral. Anything above 50 is good.
All they could give us was 0.5
exactly.
In the positive?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's
really?
That's kind of my take on it. That's it. It is the sixth consecutive month that it is above 50. But like, look at it, 0.5 above 50?
Yeah.
So it's negligible. It's like the market and economists are like hanging on to every last thread of hope, like no matter how bad it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, granted, 2016, it was 49.7. So what's that? 8.8 points above kind of last year. Really not good. I mean, I don't know. I can't understand why this rand is so strong.
It doesn't make sense, right?
Very little to me.
It's very
I'm afraid.
Odd. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, on company news, do you remember Choppies?
Yes, of course I remember Choppies.
Oh. Everyone remembers.
Botswana, retailer, blah, blah, blah.
Coming to South Africa, expanding, mm-hmm. listing on the South African Stock Exchange, totally fungible, liquidity, blah, right. All those stories.
Yeah, you were saying how great it is.
Yes, but then we sold out, remember?
I do
like
remember
kind of
that,
about
yeah.
a year into it. It did rally a bit and then came back. They reported last week, I'm afraid, not a good set of results. Headline earnings per share down 30 to 40%. I don't know how, after 2 years, well, a year and a half, 2 years, they went from like kind of potentially great and great expansion story to headline earnings down between 30 and 40%. And the big issues were Zambia, Kenya, Tanzania, where trading losses were the big issue. Botswana was impacted by the stronger currency, the pula to the South African rand. South Africa, not bad. But yeah, I think, and Zimbabwe, like their kind of great market, 16%, which is 16% of revenue, actually turned positive profit in the last period. Anyway, they're still saying very difficult trading conditions. So I think we're just going to stay away from it still a little bit longer.
Oh.
It's not... Like on a one-year rolling PE, it's on like a 19 times, which is expensive, slightly cheaper than our retailers. Anyway, but I don't see the upside just yet, I'm afraid.
Okay.
And then a couple of other companies that reported, Pinnacle, the IT company. Do you know when you have those, remember where you were when this happened?
Yeah.
I have that for Pinnacle. So in 2014, during my investment meeting on my birthday, Pinnacle report, a news story broke that one of the directors of Pinnacle was up for bribery allegations. The share price plummeted. Okay, so it's been 3 years of this. Pinnacle, now here's the problem with that, because that's the kind of thing that stays with you. You know, when you own a share and bribery allegations come out and the share plummets, you don't forget it very soon. However, in the last 12 months, Pinnacle have outperformed EOH and Adapt IT by 64 and 80% respectively.
God, that's amazing.
I know. So that's really annoying, because the problem with having this memory is that you don't want to touch it, because just in case. I mean, they did have another bribery allegation in last year sometime, but nothing came of it. They were cleared, in fact. I must say, so I'm looking at the share thinking they've got a stronger balance sheet. They're outperforming my two favorite IT companies. What am I going to do with this share?
Yeah, you should be in there.
I'm thinking, but it's hard to buy into a share like that. But, you know, so many things. Stronger balance sheet, debt to equity ratio, it's improved from 50% down to 19%. In fact, they've even paid a small dividend, very small, 10 times cover. But yeah, so I guess if I'm just going to follow the numbers, then I guess I should be buying Pinnacle shares, right?
Probably. I mean, those numbers are impressive.
Yeah, they're pretty good, I must say.
And to outperform EOH and
Adapt IT,
which you like.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, I'm not sure they don't compete head to head, you know? So Pinnacle's very much more hardware, and they're growing into their services business, but anyway,
right.
What else do we have? We have Growthpoint, the property company, also put out their results last week. A really solid set of results. A couple of difficult things, the macro environment. They're complaining about the political environment. Rentals were up 9%, but and that mostly was driven by the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town. and Growthpoint Australia, which make up 20 and 30% respectively of the group net rental growth. But I think difficult times ahead. You know, the office rentals grew by only 2%, which is very disappointing. So you can imagine kind of the others, industrials and retails, grew significantly. I think for this company, it'll primarily be about acquisitions. They do have a very good track record for being acquisitive. They've also got a strong balance sheet. So this is one from a property perspective that you do want to own, you know, still dividend per share growth of over 6%. So, and that's why people buy property companies generally, because they pay out by regulation, like, oh, I think it's 95% of income or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's what it is. You know, it's like a cash business where you just get in money and you pay it out. And that's how you become listed as a REIT or REIT. Let me get this right. Basically listed property.
Okay.
Real estate investment trust. That's what it stands for.
REIT.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the last company I want to speak about very quickly is Brimstone. They also reported results. Also very good set of results. Dividend.
Brimstone are about to split.
That's right. Well, not right. Split, no, but they spin out Sea Harvest. Gee, you okay. Really have got a good memory.
Got you.
They're selling down their stake in Sea Harvest, which is the other fishing business we looked, you know, premier listed last week. Middle of the range equity valuation on Sea Harvest, about 3.7 billion rand, will trade probably on a forward PE of 14 times, 12 month forward, which if you compare it to kind of the other listed business, Oceana, which is on a 15, it looks relatively cheap, but we do like this business. Anyway, Brimstone, really good results from Lion and Africa, Lion of Africa, the insurance business, okay. And Sea Harvest. So the share's absolutely gone crazy.
Cool.
Run away from us already.
All right, Anthea, anything else you want to throw in?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, Asia, I had a look this morning, looking a bit positive. So hopefully we'll take our cue from there.
All right, very good. And we'll keep an eye on the markets too, and hopefully have some good news for you through the course of this week. Anthea Gardner, The Money Shot on CliffCentral.com. It is 7 o'clock, so it's time for us to get on with it. We've got lots of stuff to talk about this morning, and we'll take your thoughts, your calls. You know, you can get hold of us on Skype, Cliff Central, one word. You can also send us messages. Here's Matthew. He says, I'm excited to be on CliffCentral.com this morning at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening. That's Matthew Kinnear. He is a motoring expert who will be talking to us after 8 o'clock this morning. And we've got Rich Mulholland popping by for the reality check. For some people, that is their favorite part of the week, too. And then I see a comment here from somebody. Tabo says, maybe we should create our own tech...
God, what?
Tech God Bill. Or Job Jobs. Oh, I see what you mean. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Tabo. Very good. Sometimes it takes me a little while to catch on, especially first thing on a Monday morning. All right, we'll take your thoughts, your calls, and let's get cracking this morning. We've got things to do. Come on. We got people to see and places to go. You know how it goes.
Yeah. CliffCentral.com.